Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Tina Del Twist.
Yeah, woohoo me.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. Thank you, darling. It's my first. I'm a virgin to this. You might have to take it slowly with me, I must be honest.
It's basically 10 questions.
Yes.
As written by Cindy McDonald at the Saturday paper.
Wonderful.
And they're all about general knowledge, pop culture, politics, geography from around the world.
Great, I won't nail it, but I'll have a good time.
Yes.
You know.
How do you go in interviews when it's not general knowledge, but it's, you know, questions about yourself?
Oh, I'm very good at talking about myself, darling. No, I'm great. Look, you'd be surprised what information. The beauty of me is I know what goes into my mouth. I'm just not sure what's going to come out of it. So anything could happen. Anything could happen.
You have a show coming up at Comedy Republic in Melbourne.
I do.
It's an award-winning show.
Look, I did win an award, and I'm very, very happy. It was the Piece of Wood Comics Choice Award, which is funny to me because I don't consider myself a comedian. I'm a singer. So, yeah. You know, but you take what you can get. These days, can't you? But I am an award winner at last.
Yep.
And
Did it have, I know it's not an Oscar, the Piece of Wood.
It is to me, actually.
It is to you, yeah.
Because it's peers, it's peer-led, and also, you know, actually the comedy scene and the cabaret scene is my Oscars, is my world, you know. It is our version of the Oscars, and you know, to be acknowledged like that, especially after a really tough few years, to be honest, was like, you know, I've got a reason to get out of bed now.
It is a shame, though, that we didn't have the sort of drama of the Oscars ceremony at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Awards ceremony.
Well, I did. I slapped down my laptop.
True.
I guess
you punched the keyboard.
Because I had COVID at the time when I got, and they tricked me. They told me that I was presenting an award, and so I went online on Zoom to present the award and, you know, broadcast live into the ceremony, as they call it. And then, you know, halfway through, me and Joel Creasy doing a witty banter, Geraldine Hickey and Greg Larson came up on stage and gave me an award, and it was very special. And I burst into tears and shut down my laptop. And then called my mother.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here today for the quiz. So you're not expecting a high result?
Look, again, you'd be surprised. It depends on the questions. Look, I think are there many music questions?
I was going to say, what's your area of expertise?
Music, bit of
from
pop.
From any era in particular?
Look, it's 70s, 80s, 90s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s,
70s. Okay, cool. Well, if that's not covered, we have a brains trust here to help you out today.
Great.
First of all, a mobile soup concierge called Chalcedony Rock Husband. Hello, Chalcedony.
Hello, Kyron. Hello. So nice to meet you, Tina. Congratulations
nice
on your
to meet
award.
You,
have you ever used a mobile soup service, Tina Del Twist?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is a mobile soup service, Chelsea Denny?
Well, basically, if you need your soup looking after, you bring your soup to me and I look after it. So say you need to go to the bathroom, but you have a cat which will get on the table while you're gone and stick its face in your soup, you call me up and I come round in my mobile soup concierge van and I cup your soup.
So it's sort of an on-demand service.
Yeah, yeah. And also you can hire me for events or I do have, it's like a book library but for soup, so you can borrow soup from me or leave soup that you would like to come back to another day.
And is there much demand?
Not as much as I was anticipating. I mean, it's a funny story actually, Kyron. Originally I was going to be a mobile soap concierge, but when I was filling in the form to register as a business, I spelled it incorrectly and I just had to pivot.
Right, a lot of people have pivoted because of COVID, but you've pivoted because of a typo.
I did. I pivoted, but I pivoted slowly so that none of the liquid came out of the bowl.
Great. Well, have you ever had an instance, Tina Del Twist?
An instance soup? Yes. Yeah. An instance where I've needed someone to take care of my soup?
Yes.
Absolutely. In fact, actually, I think it's a genius idea. I love a potato and leek soup. And what I need help with is someone telling me when it's expired. Because I open it and I put it in the microwave and I take it out again, you know, and I forget that it's there and I've gone out to the balcony and I come back and it's still sitting, you know. And so I think, Chelsea, I think that she'd come in quite handy, actually, to take care of my soup and let me know when not to drink it, to eat it.
I can offer you that service. I can definitely do that. Also, as a basic guideline, if you reach out for your soup and it reaches back, it's too old.
Well, you've got a bowl of soup. Is that soup you've got there or is that wine?
This is actually a martini.
Oh, it's
which
a
is my version of soup, to be quite honest with you. A very dry martini.
That's late
Chelsea,
night
would
alcoholic
you take,
soup.
Like, do you take care of that? I mean,
yeah, it's like a Russian soup, isn't it? Would you take care of that as well, Chelsea Denny?
Definitely, definitely. Anything liquid that can be corralled under the term of soup or broth or bisques or chowder or anything like that, I'll take care of it. And also sauce. My business slogan is, in fact, my sauces never leak.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Chelsea Denny is here to help with any soup-related questions.
Wonderful.
But that's not the end of the Brains Trust today. We also have for you here a gentleman in his 70s. It's a big hello to Gerald Ford.
Hello.
Hello, Gerald. Thank you for joining us on Wax Quizzical today.
Do you want the reference?
The reference?
C-F-7-9-7-9-4-
Sorry, Gerald.
I put it in about a week ago.
Oh, no. Oh, I think, Gerald, I think we've got a bit of a misunderstanding here. This is Wax Quizzical. We're a quiz podcast show.
A tree fell on my car. I fell on my car.
Okay, it sounds like you think you've called Amy.
I need Amy? Yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry,
can you
this
connect
isn't Amy.
Me?
This is actually a quiz show.
Is this a robot?
No, I'm here. I'm responding to you, Gerald. I'll use your name, Gerald. I heard your reference number.
Did you say quiz?
Yeah, this is a quiz show. You're on the Brains Trust of a quiz show. Did you not get that memo?
Oh, yeah. I can do a quiz.
Are you willing to stick with it?
Well, yeah. Can you connect me to Amy?
Yeah, in about 45 minutes, I could connect you to Amy if that works for you.
Well, yeah, that's all right. I've been on hold for about 8 hours, so it's all good.
Do you
have
any soup that you need looking after, Gerald?
I'm so sorry about that. Can you just repeat yourself, please, love? I'm a bit hard of hearing.
Do you have any soup that you need looking after, Gerald?
Soup. I eat a broccoli and cheddar soup every day, actually.
My goodness, you must be a very pungent gentleman.
I live alone.
Well, Gerald, do you have any areas of expertise that you'll be able to bring to the quiz today before we eventually get you through to Amy?
My daughter lives in Sydney. She says she's a lesbian.
Okay, so soup and Gerald's lesbian daughter are a couple of areas of expertise that we'll have on hand. Your knowledge of the last century of music. Shall we do a quiz?
Yes, let's go.
Question number one. What is the nationality of the chef character in The Muppet Show? What is the nationality of the chef character in The Muppet Show? Have you seen The Muppets?
I have. I'm just scared I'm going to be racist. What's the nationality of the chef character? Is it a doo-doo-doo-doo?
It's the hurdy-gurdy.
Good.
Is that, who's your favourite Muppet?
Kermit.
Oh, yeah. You identify with Kermit, do you?
Well, I feel consider myself a bit of a Miss Piggy, so I feel like Kermit's, you know...
Kermit's no, an actual love story.
Kermit's my little gay beau. I like to hang up, you know, let's be honest.
Absolutely. Gerald, do you identify with any of the characters on The Muppet Show?
The Muppets. Oh, yeah, yeah. Funny. Yeah, funny.
Yep, I imagine the two that sit in the box... The royal box.
Oh, yeah. What are they? The old guys.
Yeah. With the complaints.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're funny. Yeah, funny guys. What's that? Where's that guy from? The chef, you said.
I think I might know.
Oh, Chelsea Sydney.
Well, because obviously sometimes he deals in soup, so I try and collect every pop culture reference I can to soup. He's from Sweden. He's a Swedish chef, but I believe in Sweden when they play the Muppets, they say he's Danish.
Oh.
Is that right? because it's offensive. I guess that's offensive in Sweden.
Mm. Well, they wouldn't get it. They'd be like, why can't we understand him? He's one of us.
Mm. Oh, that of course, yes. Yes, because the whole
My
idea...
My neighbour's Italian. He's a good guy, though. Pretty good guy, actually. Gave me some bolognese the other day. Gorgeous.
Okay, so Swedish with a backstory, or Italian, because Gerald's had some spaghetti.
I'm going to go... I think the Swedish chef sounds very familiar to me, so I do have to go with Swedish, even though I do love an Italian, but I'll go with Swedish.
Okay, we'll lock in... Swedish, and not ask what you mean by I do love an Italian. Question number two. What, starting with L, is the name for an operatic text? A music question.
Oh, libretto.
Question number three.
Yes, I got it right, did I? Yes.
We'll find out at the end. Question number three. An oast house is designed for drying what as part of the brewing process?
Oh, my God, I know this. It starts with... It's to do with drinking, which I'm supposed to admit. It starts with H, I think. It's
is this another area of expertise another that you have?
Expertise.
It's not just music.
Yes. I mean, I'm not one to brew. I just have brews given to me. But it's like huts or something like that.
Something like that. Well, let's turn to our brains trust and see if they have any assistance for us today. Charles Sydney, does a brew... fit in under the auspices of a soup,
yes,
mobile soup concierge?
If you drink beer in a bowl, heat it up, it is definitely a soup.
A mulled beer.
A mulled beer. Mulled wine also comes under the category of soup. Pivot. An oast house.
Does this have anything to do with the demand for a soup concierge that you must continue to pivot and pick up more liquids?
Yes, every liquid. I'm also I'm going to branch out into in-ground swimming pools as well, because sometimes those need looking after.
They do, don't they?
Yes.
And that's less of a soup concierge so much as a pool cleaner.
Yes.
That's more of an established trade, that one, isn't it?
Yes, and also features more in pornography than mobile soup. Concierge.
Yes, although you do get the occasional mobile soup concierge in pornography as well.
I haven't seen that one.
No, but you do look familiar.
I was going to answer the question, but I've become flustered. Did you want to know about the Oast House or not?
Oh, yes, sorry, yes. If you've got some information for us, we'll take that on board.
Well, obviously, Tina, you said it starts with H. Is the answer then perhaps hops?
Hops, that's what it is. I knew it was started with H. Thank you. I'm so glad that I got that right.
Does that ring true to you too, Gerald? Hops?
My favourite beer is VB. So maybe VB, is that in your system?
I'll put hops. Question number four. Long Walk to Freedom is a 1994 autobiography of which activist and political leader? Long Walk to Freedom. Came out in 1994. It's an autobiography of an activist and a political leader. Gerald Ford, you're not the former president of the United States, are you? Are you related to the Fords in some way?
I actually, this is a funny thing, because a lot of people say that to me. They say that I have the same name as that guy, but I'm actually Australian, so wouldn't that be silly if I was the guy?
Well, I mean, it's not unusual to be related to someone who lives overseas, particularly in Australia. So I thought perhaps with the name Gerald Ford, you might be a descendant, a long-lost nephew or something.
Oh, yeah, because he's older than me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, by generations. But no, you just got the same name.
No, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't get out much, really. You know, I don't have a TV or anything. I just kind of read.
Oh, have you read Long Walk to Freedom, the 1994 autobiography of an activist and political leader, by any chance?
No, I don't do politics. You know, for me, there's no issues. Everything's all fine.
Oh, okay. So what are you reading? Herald Sun.
Yeah. And, you know, those comics. What's that? Garfield. He's funny. A cat.
Oh, yeah. So you're a big comic fan. So you you read Garfield.
But if I had to think of an activist, what's his name? Who's in the news for the bloody Nelson Mandela?
It's Nelson Mandela. Was that? Yes, I knew it. I knew it was.
Yes.
Well done, Frank.
Is it really?
Well, that's what I thought it was because, and I only know that because he's a big fan of chestnut bisque. And I make it my business to find out celebrities who enjoy soup.
I'll put Nelson Mandela.
I really just pulled that out of my ass. The only person I could think of. Wow. Well, there you go.
The only activist in the world.
Question number 5. Where in the human body would you find the talus bone? Where in the human body would you find the talus bone? It's multiple choice.
Oh, then good. What are the three options?
They are ankle, hand, or neck. Is it in the ankle, the hand, or the neck that you might find yourself a talus bone?
Well, do you want to call the hospital in Maroondah? Because on Saturday night, I was at a party. This is a true story. And I fell down a flight of stairs. And I was whisked to the hospital at 1 a.m.
Well, you know.
I was to the Maroondah. So thank you to all the staff at the Maroondah Hospital. And I had a CT scan. It turns out that I don't have a broken neck.
Oh, that's good.
Thankfully. But I do have a very big bruise on my thigh. So is the answer thigh?
Okay, so the first option is thigh. Let's turn to the Brains Trust and see if they have any information for us. Is the talus bone important in looking after soup, Chelsea?
Well, it's certainly important if you're making talus soup. You do need it as one of the main ingredients. It's somewhat similar to oxtail soup, one of the few soups that you can stir with one of the ingredients. I believe that the talus, what were the options again? Ankle, hand.
Ankle, hand, or neck?
Neck. I'm going to say ankle because I've just come up with a beautiful partridge comfrey and ankle soup.
A partridge comfrey and ankle soup.
Ankle soup, yes.
Does it matter from where the ankle came?
Only to the person whose ankle it was. Normally I go for sheep or cattle because cow ankles, it's just nice to say cow ankles.
It is, cow ankles. It's a beautiful name for a girl. Gerald Ford, not President of the United States.
Yep.
Have you broken some bones in your time? I imagine you found yourself on a hospital table every now and then.
I was in the war, actually.
Were you?
Surprise, surprise.
Yep. Yeah, I was in...
Which one?
In Italy.
The Great Italian War that we all remember.
What was the... I don't know. It's not my job to read maps and stuff. They put me on the boat and I got off and I said, all right, let's go get it. So who's to say what happened? But I have broken some bones in my life.
And so in war, you broke bones, did you?
Yeah, yeah. I also fell down a flight of stairs.
Look, we've got so much in common, it seems, John. It seems like we're like this. Maybe we fell down the same flight of stairs, wouldn't that be? Do you live in Heathmont?
I live in Albury Wodonga.
Of course you do.
Yeah, no, the flight of stairs I fell down, it was in a beautiful Italian piazza.
Oh, during the war.
This obsession with Italy she has.
Yes. Do you want to put ankle?
Oh, me? Yes, yes. No, I would have gone with thigh, but we'll put ankle down. I'll give it to Christine Aguilera.
I'll put ankle. Question number 6. In German, it's Kirsch. In Scots, Kirk. What is it in English? What English word translates to Kirsch in German and Kirk in Scotland? Did the war take you outside Italy to Germany by any chance, Gerald?
So there were people... France was involved and Germany as well, I think.
Just a vague memory.
Yeah, you can't really, you know, I speak English and I respect everybody and what they speak, but I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what's what. I don't know what's a language. Sorry, what was the question?
I think I know the answer.
Oh, yes.
I just can't, because I, you know, most words in German kind of, you just kind of play around. Is it church?
Church. Does that ring any bells, Chalcedony?
It does, actually, because I also make an Amish preaching soup, and it's made of beans and ham hocks, and that's often served to Germans, and I think it's also church.
Church, okay.
Take me to church.
Hmm.
Different a song.
Yes.
That's all. Just came to my head.
It does seem, Chalcedony, that you actually make a lot of soups.
I do. You have to, you know, your work gets you work. And so if I employ myself, eventually other people will also employ me.
That's
so
true.
I'm also, you know, it's good practice to mind soup. And at the end of it, you've got some soup to eat because it belongs to you. I haven't really recouped any costs yet.
Have you just thought of running a catering business?
I don't have that many cates.
I'll put church. Question number 7. Who stepped down last month as head of the Australian Olympic Committee? Do you follow the sport, Tina?
Look, I've got to be honest with you, no. And it's not, I know that sounds stereotypical for someone of my stature, but I just really, I'm just really not interested.
Have you ever played any sports?
Theatre sports, darling. Life is a theatre sport. Life is always a game of theatre.
It is.
That's the kind of sport. But look, if I was to take a guess, but I'm not going to, I'll hand over to the brain trusts.
Gerald, I imagine coming back from the war, you would have got involved in some leagues, clubs.
Yeah, you're right, actually. You know,
it's a place to get that sort of energy out, I guess. Following the...
Well, yeah. So when I fell down the flight of stairs, I hit my head. And the next thing I knew, I was back in Australia.
Mm.
So who's to say what happened in the war?
Or if you went.
I recall being in Italy. I have a memory of that.
Yes. You weren't just there on holiday, were you? I mean, it has been a long time since the Second World War.
Why would I go to holiday in Italy when I could be in Australia? I could go to the Gold Coast.
Yes, or Hamilton.
You should go to the Gold Coast, darling, and you should go and live there. I think that is the right destination for you.
Do you follow sport?
Chalcedony. I don't, but funnily enough, I actually did some soup concierging for the head of the Olympics committee.
Oh, what did you do for the head of the Olympics committee?
Well, I looked after his soup. And as is customary with all my customers, I only know them by the name of the soup that I looked after. So unfortunately, I only know him as gazpacho.
Okay. So you can only have so many clients at any one time, I guess, or else it would become quite confusing to you.
Well, to be honest, I call a lot of them gazpacho, even if it's not what they've had looked after. I'm leading you behind the veil of soup concierging in a big way.
Yes. So gazpacho, or I guess Italian, are two options available to you, Tina. I don't know that he stepped down, but I do know that John Coates has been the head of the Australian Olympic Committee for a very long time. I don't know. Maybe he stepped down years ago. Someone else stepped in and they've now stepped down.
Well, I mean, interesting though. I guess the question is, are you a brains trust?
Like, oh,
you already know
well.
The answer.
No, I don't know the
answer. Oh, you don't already know the answer.
No.
Oh, that means you can play too.
Yes, exactly.
I was about to evict you.
No. No,
you
I don't
say,
know the answer.
Oh. Did you say John Coates used to be John Coates?
Well, he has been for a long time. I guess the question is he a used to be?
Well, perhaps he was succeeded by John Trousers.
True. True. And perhaps there's a clothing concierge who only knows their clients by
John Trousers.
By the name of the item of clothing of which they look after them. And it just caught on.
Are you saying I'm unoriginal in how I relate to my clients?
Do you want to put John Coates?
Let's go with John Coates, darling.
I'll put John Coates. Question number 8. Which radioactive element has the chemical symbol PO? PO is on the chart of elements somewhere. It's a radioactive one. Which one is it? Which radioactive element has the symbol?
All I remember is faster, the fun ship. There's so much fun on a one ship. Is that the answer?
We'll go to the Brains Trust. Radioactivity, I guess, played quite a large part in your first adventure, Gerald.
Yeah. So, actually, I've actually seen a I don't own a TV, but I was looking through my neighbor's window and there was a documentary on the History Channel about radioactive plants in, you know, all over the world, Ukraine, things like that. And it's not good. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Chalcedony.
Uh-huh.
Any radioactive soups in your past? I mean...
Uranium soup? It wasn't very popular. Not very popular, but it was easy to find. You know, if, say, your power's gone out, you just need a little Geiger counter, and you just tick, 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 when you get near your uranium soup. Of course, you only drink it once, and then there's a funeral.
Did uranium soup have a nickname? P.O. soup at all, or...?
Perhaps it does. I would have thought it was you rather than P.
Oh, you thought, you are, maybe.
You are soup.
Yeah.
Chalcedony, I don't want to interrupt you. You've got such a lovely voice, and I love to hear it. But I did see something in that documentary, and I just want to put it forward. We don't have to take it on board. Polonium.
Oh.
Is that maybe an option?
Oh, yeah?
That is an element that I saw on TV once.
Okay. Okay, well, polonium is an option, or you are soup. As well.
Well, I think, I mean, polonium probably is more likely to be something closer to what it may actually be.
Yes, especially because it's PO that we're after,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
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 So polonium?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go on a cruise.
I'll put polonium. Question number 9. Which two actors play the leading roles in the 2007 film The Bucket List? Gerald, do you have a bucket list?
That's funny question for you to ask me because actually I do. Have you ever heard of The Big Lobster?
Yeah, yes.
Well, I've heard of it, but I'd like to see it. That's pretty much number one on the list.
Oh, you'd love to see The Big Lobster. Whereabouts is The Big Lobster?
It's actually in South Australia.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not too far from Albury Wodonga. This is within your reach, Gerald.
Yeah, but my car's been hit by a tree. Oh. How the bloody hell am I supposed to get there without a car? I've been on hold for 8 hours. I don't know. I've got a carton of milk and 6 eggs in the fridge, and I it's looking like I'm going to be hungry.
Would you like us to actually take your complaint, Gerald, and pass it on to Amy?
Well, I've put in a claim, but the delay has been absurd. You know, they said something about floods. It's been dry out here for weeks.
Yeah, but there's been floods around the nation. You'd understand that some of Amy's...
Yeah, I don't know about that. I live in Albury Wodonga.
Yes, but, you know, the service is accessed by people across the country.
I don't know about that.
Gerald, do you do your own research?
That's a very good question, Chalcedony, and thank you for providing that question. I do my own research. I like to know things for myself. Can't trust anything these days.
Whereabouts do you go for your research? The library, universities?
Well, there's a guy who lives down the road and he worked in the government. And so he's actually got a lot of good information. And you've got to rely on people these days. Everyone's relying on technology. Do you know they're recording you all the time?
Right now, yes. But which two actors play the leading roles in the 2007 film The Bucket List? Chalcedony, have you seen The Bucket List? I mean, buckets, they are perfect receptacle for soup.
Yeah, I have a list of buckets that I would like to own. It's a beautiful galvanized 10-litre bucket. You can get a lot of chicken and sweet corn soup into one of those. I haven't seen the film, though. I have to guard people's soup while I'm at the movies, so I don't get to go into the cinema. And also, there's an objection to the smell of soup while watching a movie that seems to come up. I'm thinking two elderly actor gentlemen. Not a name springs to mind, so I'm just going to say Tom Hanks because it has a beautiful mouthfeel.
Okay, Tom Hanks or The Big Lobster are options available to you, Tina.
Tom Hanks, Brad Pitt. Who else is an elderly actor?
Have you seen The Bucket List?
No, but I feel like I know this isn't the answer, but I want it to be Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Oh, yes.
But I know it's not.
No, it was made before women were allowed to be old on screen, I think. So, but it was, this is fun. I find it interesting that the bucket list term, I'm pretty sure, actually came from the movie. Everyone thinks it's an old thing. but they actually they invented that it was in the script, oh. and now that's why people have so-called bucket lists.
What year was the movie?
It's like 2002-ish, I think, somewhere around there.
So the term the bucket list only came up since then.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Anyway,
that's fascinating, isn't it?
I have seen this film.
You should run a quiz or something about that.
Well, Kyron, why have you lived it till now to tell us that you have actually seen the film and may have a chance?
Got to fill a full episode,
question.
Don't we? But what are you Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson were in this.
I was going to say
Jack Thompson.
Yeah,
I was going to say Morgan Freeman once I heard you say it.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, I'll put Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. Question number 10. Name the former SAS soldier who is suing The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times for defamation over articles that he says portray him as a war criminal. Gerald, are you suing The Age, the Herald Sun and the Canberra Times at the moment?
I flick through them. My neighbours get those and I like to flick through their little the sheets in the papers, yeah.
But are you suing them?
Oh, sorry, my hearing's bad. I've got a whole thing going on with Scott Morrison, actually. I've actually emailed him. I've sent him a letter as well, and I'm waiting to hear back on that. So that's what I'm on at the moment.
He might be slightly less interested at the moment in replying to letters and emails than he was before. And even before, he wasn't all that interested.
Well, bloody, the guy takes, you know, months to get back to you. But I think, you know, he must be doing an all right job. So,
have you heard
of
Anthony Albanese at all, Gerald?
No. Thai food is very difficult on my stomach. So I don't really do that.
It's funny because he's Italian. But name the former SAS soldier who is suing The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times for defamation over articles that he says portray him as a war criminal.
The SAS, that's not the division that I was in. I think they were in covert operations and, you know, climbing through air shafts and digging holes.
No, not too often an SAS soldier's falling down some stairs. They're a little bit too elite for that, aren't they?
I served my time.
Chalcedony, have you been following this in the news?
Well, it's surprising, Gary. You may not know, but SAS actually stands for Secret Army Soup. And I have actually been in a civilian support role for the Army for a number of years. And the man that you're talking about is not a soup drinker, so I'm not really very fond of him. But he is extremely chilled out, never takes offence at anything, and his name is Ben Robert Smith,
Ben
I believe.
Robert Smith. That rings a bell. Mm. Ben Robert Smith, have you seen his name in the news?
No, I haven't. I thought it was Carl Stefanovic. But if it's not Carl, then it must be Ben Robert Smith.
Yeah. All right, we'll put Ben Robert Smith. That's 10 questions.
Wow. I mean, we're done.
We're done.
Oh, wow.
Now we find out the results. How do you feel you did?
I think I did amazing. I mean, the Brain's Trust were pretty helpful, I guess. You know, they did their best, didn't they? I didn't think I got one right, to be honest with you.
Oh, you worried?
No, I'm not worried. I mean, do I get a prize if I get them all right?
No.
Oh, God, then I'm not worried. I just want it to end so I can go and finish my martini, darling.
Let's find out then. Question number one was, what is the nationality of the chef character in The Muppet Show? You said Swedish. And it's Swedish.
Yes, thank you, Sydney.
There's a point. Yes, so you thought you'd get none right.
So here's how this works. So I get the points even if the Brain's Trust get it right.
Yes, that's right. They're all against.
I love this game. Can we do it again?
It turns out a libretto is the operatic text that starts with an L.
Yes.
Two from two. One. An Osthaus is designed for drying what? As part of the brewing process. You said hops and it's hops.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie.
Nelson Mandela is the activist and political leader for the 1994 autobiography Long Walk to Freedom.
Yes, thank you. That's a wonderful Italian man. On the
I'm a genius.
On the human body, you'll find yourself a talus bone in the ankle.
Oh, that was what we called, isn't it?
You
is
said
it right?
Ankle. That's 5 out of 5 so far. Oh. Kirsch in German, Kirk in Scots, and church in English.
Yeah, take me to the Kirk on time.
John Coates stepped down last month as the head of the Australian Olympic Committee.
Is that what you said?
That's what I
said. That's what you said, but I got the point.
You get the point. Polonium is the radioactive element. That's the chemical symbol PO.
Oh, my goodness,
did he get it right?
Yes. Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson starred in the 2007 film The Bucket List.
Yes.
And currently suing The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times for defamation over articles that say he was a war criminal.
It's
Ben Robert Smith.
Oh, yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Congratulations.
Oh, I've won. It's like winning an award again. All over again.
We're up in the 90s, the number of episodes we've done here, and you are the third person to get 10 out of 10.
Are you serious?
I am serious, to get 10 out of 10 in this
quiz. Look, I couldn't have done it without you, Kyron, to be honest with you, because otherwise I probably wouldn't be here.
That's true. You also couldn't have done it without your brain's trust. Thank you for being here. Gerald, you thought you were about to make a complaint, and you have contributed to one of the top three scores this quiz has ever got.
It's an honour to serve and protect. And I want to get my bloody car fixed.
Well, we'll put you through to Amy right now. I actually know someone who works for Amy.
Oh, good.
John Robles. Is he your contact?
Oh, bloody hell. He's so annoying and he's got this gay voice on the phone. Oh, I don't want to speak to him. He sucks.
I don't like him. I quite like him. He's actually an improviser in Sydney as well. He's in the Snake Pit.
Oh, snakes.
Have you seen any improv before, Gerald?
No. I hate theatre and everything like it.
Yeah. Well, you should check out Snake Pit. They're in Sydney around. Actually, I'm not sure. Do you know, Gerald, if they've got any gigs coming up?
Well, I heard that my sister's cousin, Maddie Holbrook-Walk, is moving overseas. Oh. So I think they might be on holiday, her and her friends. But I know that guy on the phone with the voice, he's pretty funny and his solo stand-up career is going pretty well.
Well, that's fantastic news. I'll ask John about that before he gets in touch with any of my future guests. But be sure to... John is actually quite a good stand-up, Gerald, so be sure to check him out.
I'll have to check it out. I like funny stuff.
And Chalcedony, thank you so much for being on.
Oh, what a pleasure. And it was just a thrill to be able to answer so many questions while holding two separate bowls of soup in my lap.
I saw it happening. It's stunning to watch, really. It should be an Olympic sport all of its own.
Well, I've got a lot of muscle control.
Who are some of your top clients at the moment, Chalcedony?
Well, there's one that I know only as Bird's Nest Soup, but I believe other people call her Cal Wilson. And at the moment, you could find her on TikTok under Calbo Wilson and also on Instagram under Calbo Wilson. And I haven't got my social media together, so I don't have any soup concierge links to give you.
Something to work on. Chalcedony Rock Husband, thank you so much for being here.
What a pleasure. I'm just going to drop off some lamb's eye soup to you later on.
Yep, call me lamb's eye. And Tina Del Twist, congratulations. 10 out of 10.
Thank you so much. How exciting.
Extraordinary.
I love winning.
It's honestly so rare.
I mean, I never win because I actually am a bit of a loser. Like, I celebrate failure. Like, I'm all about it. I usually, like, ask the questions. I don't answer them. So to be able to win a true, like, quiz is exciting. It's very exciting to me.
Yes, you're up there. The only other people ever to do it are Tim Hewitt and Matt Stewart.
Oh, wow. They sound like intelligent people.
Yeah.
And you're the first winner that doesn't rhyme.
Yes.
And does this mean I'm the first female...
Yes.
Winner?
Yes,
I'm
it does.
I'm the first female winner. Yes. Yes.
Congratulations, good. Tina.
That's enjoy going your, in the bio.
Enjoy your shows at Comedy Republic on the weekend.
Yes, I'm looking forward. It's called Caravan in the Sky, and I'm very excited to play with my band and tell some stories.
If you're in Melbourne or willing to travel, comedyrepublic.com.au is the place to go for tickets Thursday, Friday, Saturday this very week, if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out. That is Wax Quizzical. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.